Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And if you're into anime, manga, collectibles, all that good stuff, you're in the right place. Be sure to smash that like button and hit subscribe so you don't miss the new weekly episodes that air every single Friday. Also, be sure if you're listening as an audio-only subscriber, wherever you're listening to this podcast on, be sure to subscribe and leave a review after the show. To really support the show, it takes a few seconds and it's free to do. You can listen to this podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever else you find your podcasts. Are you looking to bring the taste of Japan to your doorstop? Then take a look at Boxu, the ultimate Japanese snack box. Every month, Boxu delivers an amazing selection of authentic Japanese sweets, snacks, and treats handpicked just for you right to your door. From crunchy and sweet treats that tell more of an exciting story, capturing the unique flavours of Japan, perfect for discovering something new or sharing with your friends, having a movie night or watching your favourite anime. With Boxu, every snack box includes the snacks, but also a booklet to tell you all about the culture, the theme for that month, and more about the snacks themselves, including nutrition info, the background and how they're made and who they're made by. Are you ready to snack your way through Japan? Sign up today for your first box, A Taste of Japan, at boxu.com and use the link down below to shop your first box and let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over. Head over to the link down below in the YouTube video or the podcast description to let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over and enjoy A Taste of Japan every single month with Boxu. Experience Japan through snacks with Boxu. So it's November, at the time of this recording, it's November 12th, so it's starting to get super, super cold now in the evening and in the day. It's sweater weather, and right now I'm starting to think about the kind of more cozy vibes that you can kind of get into during this season. I'm not quite ready to get into the Christmas spirit just yet, but I am into that zone where food gets a little bit warmer, it gets a little bit more spicy kind of vibe. And you can start indulging in more cozy anime. In this episode, I want to dive into 5 cozy anime to kind of get myself into that November-y, wintry kind of vibe, ready to kind of cozy up with new characters, new storylines, new adventures. And I want to share my list with you. Right now, I've not watched all of these in kind of to completion. I've more started them to prep me for end of fall, wintry season. So it's perfect timing for you guys to dive in as well. I've watched the first episode of many of these to kind of give me a taste, and these are the ones that I'm going to be carrying on for the rest of the season. So none of these are super long either, so if you're worried that you've got to catch up on One Piece before April, before it comes back, you've got to catch up on every other season that's airing right now, such as Dandadan and all the other major hit ones. Don't worry, these are mostly about 12, 13, 24 episodes. So they're nothing huge or nothing massive. There is one that's got more multiple seasons, but that's one if you're maybe more committed to watching a full-blown, full start-to-end anime this season. If you're like me and kind of want a more anime that you can watch in between your other anime, you're in the right place with many of the other ones in this list. So let's dive into the very first one. Let's start the fall-winter vibe for anime watching. So the anime on this list are more cozy in the fact that they're either full on cozy from a fall vibe, or they're more kind of slow paced, they're maybe comedy, and they're not quite so high stakes. And I love an anime that has that more kind of action-y kind of vibe to them, like such as Demon Slayer, Chainsaw Man, One Piece. I love a shonen anime, but also I like anime that is a little bit more slow, it's calmer, it's a little bit more funny, and has that kind of fall cozy vibe to them. Ones that aren't so quite high stakes, and one that gives me a little bit of respite from all the high stakes fights that are constantly going on in the anime that I'm watching. So this time, all the anime on the list are going to be a lot more slow paced to kind of allow us to sip a coffee or a tea and just dive into this world where funny things happen and go along with the adventure as the characters do. So the first one on this list is actually one that I'm really excited to carry on with, and that is called Flying Witch. and Flying Witch is set in rural Japan, and it's more of a fantasy, comedy, supernatural kind of vibe for an anime, but it only has 12 episodes, so one that's great if you're wanting to dive into a world without having to commit quite so many hours to watching the entire anime. So this one's description says, in a land blessed by nature's bountiful beauty, bizarre things begin to take place. Makoto, 15 years old girl, is a professional witch. She left Yokohama with Chito, her black cat, which, side note, is super, super cute. It's like a little kitten, and it's kind of like carrying on with her in her adventure, which is super cute, to live in the house of her relatives in Amori. This is where she begins to train as a witch, and straight from the first episode we kind of see little hints of this witch kind of vibe. Even though Makoto's powers are still limited to just flying through the sky, she and her second cousin Kei and Chinatsu surely make the most of each and every day. So it's a lot more of a cozy witch kind of vibe anime, but it's cozy. So yes, it's not spooky season, but if you're like me, you love the supernatural or love that kind of ghosty, witchy, that kind of vibe, the October vibe all year round, if I'm honest, the Halloween vibes. So this one is great if you're like me and still not actually ready to give up spooky season. Definitely do check out Flying Witch. It's super fun. The actual animation in this one, straight from the off, the way that Japan is kind of shown through the illustrations in the anime is absolutely gorgeous. One of those moments where you want to pause the anime because you want to make that your wallpaper because of how they show the house or rural Japan or even the transport system of Japan. It shows it in such a gorgeous way, and the characters just enhance that even further. The next one has more of a winter sports kind of vibe for an anime. So if you're like me, and actually you do like dipping a toe into more of a sporty anime, this is a shout out to Blue Lock Season 2. I need to get started on the anime ASAP. I need to start that one, but I'm holding out so that I can kind of finish some of the anime that I'm already watching, the list as long as my arm, and start that one with a little bit more of a focus and kind of solely dive into that anime. But this one is Yuri on Ice, and this one has more of a winter sports vibe about it, but it's got an LGBTQ vibe about it, which I am all there for. As a member of that community, I am so here for that kind of vibe of an anime. It's got more of a sports and a romance vibe kind of categorization for this one, but it's a sport anime based around figure skating with stunningly choreographed routines by national skating champion Kenji Miyamoto. So this one has an actual influence on how those choreographed kind of scenes in the anime are actual choreographed by a skating champion, which is not something a lot of anime or even shows can say. This one follows Yuri Kazuki, a Japanese figure skater who puts his career on hold until Russian coach Victor takes an interest in him, and he falls in love with the sport all over again. It takes place during the Grand Prix, so there's a fair amount of conflict and high stakes, but the show maintains a relaxing and cozy atmosphere throughout. So this one is much more of a cozy anime, but with more, I wouldn't say pizzazz, and kind of a focus on the sport and the kind of things that happen around the main character and the competition itself. So definitely one to dive into. I believe there's quite a few for this one. I believe there's quite a few episodes, maybe a couple of seasons for this one. So do dive into this one if you want more of a sporty vibe for your coziness. The next one was super, super hyped at the early start of this year, I believe. I think it was part of the quite early on in the season, and it is Campfire Cooking in Another World with My Absurd Skill. This one is an isekai, and anyone that knows me and knows my kind of anime watching, I love an isekai. I love the idea of kind of diving into an isekai because sometimes they poke fun at themselves. They, especially the modern ones do, they poke a lot of fun at themselves and poking at fun at the idea of isekai, and I'm all there for that. I feel like an isekai has that perfect, cozy kind of vibe to it. You can dive into the world, their skills, the kind of fantasy world, or sometimes not really fantasy, just different world that the characters have been flung into, and kind of go around this kind of weird and wacky, fun, crazy adventure with the characters while you can just chill at home and enjoy it on behalf of them. This one is great. I always feel like modern life's gonna get really deep now, but this one I feel is guys because they're so different to regular life that it becomes a perfect escape from chores, work, 9 to 5, that kind of thing. Watching an isekai means that you can completely zone out and completely step into a complete fantasy world and watch someone with an absurd skill do something absurd in an absurd world. This one is all about when a magical realm looks to summon heroes, they're sorely disappointed to end up with a mediocre salaryman. I always feel like when I see the name or hear the name in the anime, I can never say it out loud and I don't know why. But the guy, that's not right either. Takeyoshi? The main guy. He may not be a hero, but this conjuring error has given him a delicious power, online grocery. So that is his skill. It's basically online shopping for food and it arrives like instantly. It is super, super quick. It's as quick as we all wish delivery was in real life. And it's something about this modern food brings with it unbelievable effects. And we start to see that in episode 1. And this easy access pair with his cooking skill will have patrons from across the land coming back for more. This one feels a little bit like a mix of an isekai meets, what's the one? Delicious in Dungeon. It meets that one. It's like literally those two slam together. It is super, super fun. I watched the first episode and I am literally itching to finish this podcast episode and get back into that one. It is so, so fun and slightly fantasy, but with that kind of super absurd kind of skill. The kind of menu and how that kind of works for the main character with his kind of isekai power kind of thing, power system, feels a little bit like Solo Leveling in that kind of vibe with the blue tech kind of screens that really stand out against the really traditional kind of fantasy world that he's been thrown in. Super, super fun. I cannot wait to dive into this one. This one feels like one of those feel-good, fun, pokes fun at itself kind of isekai, and I cannot recommend this one enough. This one has to be on your watch list for cozy November. The next anime is one on my list, and I really wanted to watch the first episode before I started recording this, but time was tight. So this one is Laid Back Camp, and I keep seeing this over and over again, and it keeps making its way onto my watch list, and I've still not started it. It is the kind of vibe I want for this kind of episode for the podcast, that kind of, you've gone camping, but it's winter, you can see the fall, leaves starting to kind of fall from the trees, everything's orangey or campfire-y, that kind of vibe. And this one is a slice of life anime, and this one has 6 episodes, so super, super short if you want kind of an intermediate podcast between seasons. This one is Rin, Nadashiko, and Chikai, and Aoi are 4 of the cutest friends in anime history, and it helps that their interactions feel natural and kind of well fleshed out. Anyone interested in Japanese culture and feel-good storytelling need to try this anime out, otherwise you'll regret it apparently. So these are a couple of like these are some of the reviews I guess that people have put about the show. This one is one of those ones I love the idea of, but I don't know why that every single time I've gone on to look at the anime, it looks great, looks fun, looks cute, looks laid back, looks cozy, which is what I want. But it also looks a little bit odd in the fact that every single time I've gone on to Crunchyroll and looked at these thumbnails for the episodes, it shows like a real life person. And I don't want that. So if anyone has watched this one, please let me know if that is that a thing. Does it show a lot of real people in this anime? Because I really don't want that. And I don't want to be taken out of the cozy vibe of the anime by seeing a real person trying to camp. Like, I'm not a camping person, so I don't want to be taken out of the cute world of this anime and put into one that's real. I don't want to be put back in ours. So this is on there because I'm super, super intrigued by it, but I'm also super unsure about the real world versus the anime part of it. It looks super, super confusing, so let me know. It's on there because so many people have spoke about it, talked about it, recommended it, but every time I've gone onto it, I just see the real person and it really puts me off. So the last one on this list, and I put it last because I know that it's really well known, but it is Fruits Baskets. And Fruits Baskets is one of the ones I've never actually watched, but I know that it is super, super popular, and especially from a cozy point of view, so I've added it to this list because I fear I couldn't. So this one is a comedy, drama, shoujo, supernatural kind of category for an anime, but it has 3 seasons, so this is one of the anime Where if you're wanting that super, more in-depth, larger story to dive into, larger world, this is definitely one for you. This one is all about Toru Honda thought her life was headed for misfortune when a family tragedy left her living in a tent. When her small home is discovered by a mysterious Soma clan, she suddenly finds herself living with Yuki, Kyo and Shigure, but she quickly learns their family has a bizarre secret of their own. When hugged by the opposite sex, they turn into animals of the zodiac. So like the Chinese zodiac, the, you know, like the bull, the snake, the rabbit, that kind of thing. But it looks super, super fun. It looks interesting. There's three seasons, so it's not super, super huge. Not like One Piece where you've got thousands of episodes. But this is one that is absolutely beloved by anime fans. And I know that I should really dive into this one, but I have not yet. But maybe this is a season that I should. I can't remember if it's on my bucket list. I feel like it should be, but I don't think it is. So maybe I should add like my own square to that poster to add that kind of on. But sounds interesting. I'm here for the kind of cuteness of the turning into the zodiac animals. I want to know why it's only the opposite sex that makes them do that. But I won't poke holes in that. But definitely one to check out if you want that kind of larger, more in-depth anime to dive into. So it's kind of not quite so short and sweet. But one to dive into if you want three seasons. I believe there may even be some OVAs for Fruit Baskets as well. So do have a little look in there for that as well. So just on a bonus one, because I made this list and then actually ended up diving into another random anime that popped up on my For You, kind of the Crunchyroll kind of recommended for you kind of thing. And I actually watched the first episode and thought this would be perfect for this episode. So this one is Natsume's Book of Friends. And this one is a drama, supernatural and a fantasy genre of an anime. And it looks like it's got about 12 episodes, 13 episodes. So again, not too long. Kind of perfect for this kind of vibe. And this one is one of my top ones for this season after watching the first episode. This one is Takashi Natsume has been able to see yokai, Japanese monsters, his whole life. He inherited a book of yokai names from his grandmother, Reiko. These names give their own power over the yokai. So he and his self-proclaimed bodyguard, Nyanko-sensei, spend their days returning them to their original owners. As Natsume finally finds a place where he feels welcome, he meets and says goodbye to new yokai. This one feels to me, after watching the first episode, I am super, super here for the yokai, Japanese folklore kind of storyline and vibe. I'm always here for that. The yokai and Japanese kind of culture in that kind of sense really fascinate me so much. So an anime that kind of dives into that and showcases it a little bit more, I'm super, super here for it. A bit like A Terrified Teacher in a Ghoul School in the 2024 lineup recently. That one has had me locked to screen. I've absolutely loved that one because it kind of explains the yokai a little bit, that one as well. But enough about that one. Do check that one out though. This one is super, super cute. There are these kind of creepy but cool looking yokai in the first episode. And then there's this really cute cat that kind of has that kind of Chihiro vibe to him from Cardcaptors, where it's kind of meant to be this big, scary, like, yokai, but it's actually just this cute, kind of fat cat, but the voice kind of doesn't match and the attitude doesn't, so I'm super, super here for that kind of vibe. The first episode for this one, I absolutely adored, and I cannot wait to dive into this one more. It's so fun, and again, a little bit more across that spooky vibe, but if you're like me, again, you're not ready to say goodbye to spooky season, this should definitely, definitely be on your fall, end of fall, winter, November watch list for cozy season. So those are today's six recommendations. In the end, it was going to be five, but I had to have that Natsume's Book of Friends one on the end there. Let me know what you guys thought of these recommendations. What do you think? I kind of tried to do it. There's one sporty one on there. There's one kind of more witchy one. There's one that's a little bit more comedy, or maybe all these are more comedy, to be fair, because of how they're kind of done. But there's the Natsume Book of Friends, if you're into more of the yokai kind of vibe. And there are some romancey kind of ones as well. There's a bit of everything for everyone on this list. So hopefully you found one that really kind of suits you. Or maybe even if you're wanting to try something new, maybe you're looking for a cozy vibe for an anime that isn't actually something you normally watch. And that could be an interesting choice. Let me know in your review, whether you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere audio only, or whether you're watching this on YouTube, please do leave a review or leave a comment, that kind of thing. and let me know which anime you'll be checking out from this list for Cozy Season, or if you've already watched these, which other ones would you recommend as well? That would be really, really great. Please subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. Subscribe, follow, whatever the button says on your chosen podcast platform as well. It really does support the show. We are so, so close to 100 subscribers on YouTube. So thank you so much. It seems to have really picked up momentum now. So thank you to everyone that's recently subscribed. It really does mean a lot. It's I'm so thankful for everyone that's watching these videos, that's liking them, that's commenting on them. Just thank you so much. It's awesome to kind of see. Thank you so much for watching this episode with me. Hello. Thank you for watching this week's podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Have a great week of watching your anime, whatever that may be. Be sure to like, subscribe, all the good stuff. Thank you, and I'll see you next week for another Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast episode. Thank you, and goodbye. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick to tell you all about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is the world's largest anime streaming platform with literally thousands of anime for you to explore, including new series such as Demon Slayer, newest One Piece, and more Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, all that good stuff, alongside iconic shows such as Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, and a whole host more. Alongside some ones that you've never even heard of, but you'll love diving into their worlds and their stories. Fans of the Chibi and Chill anime podcast can take advantage of a 7-day free trial so you can dive into as much anime as you'd like without having to properly finish sign up and pay. Get a 7-day free trial of Crunchyroll down below using the links in my video descriptions and dive into a world of thousands of anime waiting for you to explore.